Americana with your hosts,
Benzie and Will.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hello, Americana listeners. Welcome back. We're really trying to start the year off running, and so you might be seeing a few changes and a few updates here in the next coming weeks, and we'll be sure to keep you posted.
Yeah, we're really excited about all of them.
Yeah. So just as a heads up, you might hear little lady from time to time.
Our little lady Isla is here. Yeah. She decided she wants to be a mascot, and so she's in on today's episode.
Yeah, we're getting her feet wet, and we don't have Daddy here to help.
Yeah.
So she's hanging with the girls today.
I have opinions.
How you been, Wilkes?
I've been good.
Yeah.
This weekend was, like all weekends, go too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday we just went shopping. And then our shopping trips now have just resulted in buying stuff for Isla.
You, oh my gosh, you have to be careful. Because even me, I am not her mother.
Oh my gosh. Your sister came to visit this past week and she came with another. And I'm like, you guys, you don't have to come with gifts every time you visit her. But you guys are like, we just love her so much, so we give her stuff. Yeah. I'm like, all right.
You're like, I'll take it. I'm gladly take this.
And so we went and I just bought some stuff. Mm-hmm. We went to Babies R Us, and now that Lil's like, that's your new favorite store? I'm like, it is. I've been contemplating getting, like, the credit card. And I'm like, I don't know if I should.
I don't know if I should.
But they've got tons of incentives, like 10% off Thursdays, and, like, and I'm like, that's great. And plus, they, like, price match, as I've said, like, every single episode this year,
She really wants you guys to take advantage of this price match.
Yesterday, I don't buy anything full price at Babies R Us, because I price match it constantly. Like, I make sure it's not cheaper on Amazon. And then we do, like, a little bit, like, well, should we just order it on Amazon? And they're like, no, we'll price match it.
You do a little bit, like, it would be so convenient to just get it delivered to
our house. And they're like, no, we'll price match it. And then I had Bye Bye Baby coupons, and they used them there yesterday, too. So we, like, made it out like bandits.
That's awesome.
Got some stuff.
If you really calculate how much you're saving, it's probably quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a lot. So that's a good deal.
That's great.
Hot stuff, like Ross says. That's like our new thing.
Hot stuff?
Yeah, he does in one episode. He's like, hot stuff. And then he even questions himself, like, hot stuff? And
you know what? Do you have any, like, Netflix shows that you've watched that you're like, oh my god, I have to go rewatch the series?
Friends.
Yeah.
And Grey's. Grey's Anatomy I've rewatched.
I really want to get into Grey's, but I like lighthearted things. Like, I don't like...
Oh, New Girl.
Oh, yes. Those are the two. You said Friends and New Girl.
Oh, wait, no. I take back New Girl, then Bob's Burgers. Bob's Burgers, we've seen, like, 10 times back, like, over and over
again. So, is it worth really seeing?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Hilarious.
It is the best, and it's like a grown-up hilarious. Like, it's just so freaking funny.
The girl is supposed to be hysterical.
Louise is so funny.
And she's like, everybody's like, oh, that's my spirit animal. She's my mascot.
Yeah, and Tina. Tina's like my...
The mom?
Tina is like the oldest.
Okay,
child.
That's the one that everybody's like, I love Tina.
She's the best. She's got, like, crushes on, like, every guy. She loves zombies.
That was me in high school.
She writes... You are Tina.
Oh my gosh. Should I be insulted?
You have the glasses? Like, no. It's like
she likes to twerk.
She likes to dance in, like, her own little way. This one, like, she'll dance like this and be like, grind. And they're like, Tina, stop. Tina, stop.
I had a friend on Facebook. He used to work with me, and now I just follow him on Facebook. And him and his girlfriend, I don't know what he went as, but she went as Tina. And his girlfriend is, like, Filipino, so she's, like, darkish, and she's Asian. And she did, like, a really awkward video of her supposedly grinding.
Yeah, she's really awkward, Tina.
So she has, like, the short hair, and she straightened it and put a pin in her hair.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm dating Tina. And I was like, hilarious.
Tina is so funny, and so is the boy, Eugene, but they call him Gene.
I have to see this, because I saw The Office, and The Office is great up until a certain point, and then it gets really, like, honestly, if I'm being very honest, Michael Scott aggravates me so much. Sometimes that I'm like, I couldn't work in this environment. to me, he's not the funny person on the show.
Really?
You know, because he's just so aggravating. And then at one point, I just stopped watching it. I watched Stranger Things, and I kind of want to do a rewatching.
Oh, gosh. We didn't even talk about that last time. In the Super Bowl, they had a commercial, and I'm like, oh, this show looks cool. And then we're just like, we hear the music, and I'm just like, Stranger Things on television? Like, that's the first time I've seen a Netflix commercial on TV, I feel like
I've seen them before. I've seen them before because maybe I saw them on Facebook.
I see them online on YouTube. I'll see a Netflix commercial.
Speaking of Netflix, they have a Bill Nye the Science Guy show coming on Netflix soon too. Yes, and so like the internet made him really popular again, and now he's banking on that.
That is so cool. We're like full of guests today. We have Precious outside barking. Yeah. She's like a brat because we have the door closed.
She wants in.
Like, you have my girl Isla in there.
Oh my gosh. She used to love me, and now that when I come up here, she just barks at my ankles.
She barks at Layla. She barks at everyone who tries to get close to Isla. It's like so funny. It was cute the first couple of times, and now it's just straight up annoying. It's like, come on, don't you know see him all the time? He's not a stranger.
But it's cute. But yeah, so I want to watch that. I really want to watch Friends again, but that one I probably postpone for some time because I've seen this series probably twice. I want to watch New Girl because it's hilarious to me.
Yeah, New Girl's funny.
I've been told to watch Jane the Virgin. I hear it's really good.
Yeah.
And then you're telling me Bob's Burgers is hysterical.
Oh, yeah, Bob's Burgers for sure, man. So I have to watch it. God. We used to go to sleep watching it. Like, we'll put it on to go to bed, and we'll just be, like, laughing and be like, all right, one more episode. Like, it's so funny.
I saw the first few episodes of Stranger Things 2 times, I think, and then I stopped watching it halfway. I've watched the whole series, but I was watching it with your sister-in-law in Miami, and then eventually had to stop watching, so I want to watch, like, the last half of it one more time.
That I can't see until season 2 comes out, just so I can, like, refresh myself.
Yeah, you want to refresh your memory, because what I like is that they have, like, little Easter eggs, and it's such a well-made show that I'm just, like...
Heavy shows like that, like House of Cards, I'll only rewatch before the new season comes out, because it's just, like, really, really too deep for me.
It's very deep. That's the one thing with House of Cards. Like, it was very good, but if you don't know politics, you have to listen to every word that is being said, and you have to, like, it's like a web, and so people enjoy that, and I don't dislike
I loved it.
But when I do watch TV, it's right before I go to bed, and I just like really lighthearted things that won't stay in my mind. So literally I have like 50 episodes of Modern Family that I've seen 11 times.
Oh gosh, Modern Family is hilarious.
But I just have it because it's like, I know the characters, it's like, oh, so lighthearted. I have a friend who's like, hey, what are you up to? And I'm like, what do you think I'm doing? Cuddling with my dog and watching Modern Family.
Yeah, no, those are all great shows. So those are my top Bob's Burgers for sure, and I would say Friends because it's so funny.
Friends is hilarious. I think it like crosses time and everything.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
And it's just so great. Like all the characters are so great. I mean, I've never been a fan of Rachel. She's
Monica is probably the one that I like the least.
Really?
Yeah.
I like her. I think her like OCD-ness is endearing. Like, I love it. It's just so funny.
Yeah. Rachel does have her moments, especially during the whole we were on a break situation.
Yeah, she's annoying and she's selfish and I don't know.
Yeah.
And somehow, I don't know how you go from serving coffee to working for Ralph Lauren. Like, that's one of those things that we need to suspend belief.
Yeah,
you
suspend
know?
Disbelief on.
Because you're just like, wait, what?
Yeah. I mean, they kind of try to show that she went to, like, this other place, and she ran into this guy, and he was like, yeah, I can get
you
an interview.
He liked her, so she went up that way.
Yeah, and they did address it. Mm-hmm. I will say that Ross is like, no one just gets you a job for no reason. He likes you.
And then they even tried the date after that we were on. Anyway, this is becoming up. We should do one, because you're a big Friends thing.
I love Friends.
And I loved Friends back, like, and then I, like, went back into it, watching it on Netflix. And now I've been watching it. I went through, I'm on season 10 now.
Of Friends?
Yeah.
You're rewatching it?
Because I was rewatching it.
Hot
stuff.
That should be the name of
Hot
this episode.
Stuff.
Hot stuff.
It's the episode where Brad Pitt is in it.
He hates Rachel.
Oh, yeah, I love that episode, too.
That's hilarious.
Because she's like, oh, he's, like, staring at me. Oh, he's mouthing something. I just can't make it out. And it's like, he's mouthing, I hate you.
So
but it looks like I love you.
But Phoebe was like, come on, take off your shirt and
tell
us.
Oh, And when she's like, when he comes in and she just like flippantly says hi to him, mm-hmm. and then she's like, well done. Like, tells God, like, well done.
I love Phoebe. I love her. Okay, so moving on.
Oh, what's new? What's in our rumor rundown today?
Well,
do you have anything?
We do. I have, as some of you might already know, George and his wife Amal George Clooney and his wife Amal are expecting twins.
Twins. It's the era of twins.
Yeah.
You know, Beyonce and now George, which is funny because they were like having an eye on his wife for mm-hmm. the past couple months, I feel like. Yeah. Like pregnant with twins. And my mom, I feel like, told me last month, and I was like, oh, Mom, they do that to sell magazines. Yeah. And now it's true. It's
official. You know, Nylon Mag, who is, like, notorious for just trying to break boundaries, mm-hmm. they're like, Amal Clooney, world-renowned activist, and her husband are expecting twins. So it's not
for
like
them.
Yeah. And it's like, she is who she is in her own right, you know, being George Clooney's
wife.
She's
a boss girl. I like her.
Yeah. So I was like, that wording is everything. It's mm-hmm. like back in the Olympics when they were like, Katie Ledecky, they were saying Katie Ledecky is the Michael Phelps of swimming,
yeah.
of women's swimming, and they're like, Michael Phelps is the Katie Ledecky of men's swimming, and they flipped it on its head. So
Katie Ledecky, though, my God.
I'm sorry, I would love to see her and Michael Phelps up against one another.
But she's long distance swimming.
Versus
she doesn't
fast bursts.
Sprints like Phelps. Like, she did the one that was 16 laps, mm-hmm. and she won by like a minute.
Yeah, it looked like she was lapping them. Like, she could have.
She literally
them.
Was. Like, people, she was like on like the eighth lap, mm-hmm. and people were like still in the sixth.
It was ridiculous. It literally, there's one shot where she looks like she's by herself in the pool.
Straight up.
She's already about to touch the other wall, and people are just hitting the one. Anyway, the Olympics were like 6-7 months ago.
I know, we totally just went on a tangent there. My bad.
But yeah, so congratulations to George and Amal. Very
exciting
to see new babies, and we are very excited. I saw a meme mm-hmm. where, you know, when Beyonce and Jay-Z brought Blue to a show and she was wearing a little princess dress,
uh-huh.
and it looks like they're yelling at her or like being stern with her,
and she's got a balled up fist.
Yeah. And she was like, I just want to know where Red and Yellow are sleeping, because I'm not sharing my room. I'm like, Blue, Red, and Yellow.
I saw that same one, and it was like, when you realize your inheritance has to be split by two or like three.
So awful. I mean, I'm sure they're gonna be fine, but it was hilarious, and it's exciting to see like what they're gonna name. Even with you,
yeah.
Wilkes, like with your baby, I'm like, how are you gonna like be creative with your second when that?
Yeah,
time comes?
names are fun, and I think we didn't want to drum up, I don't know, any kind of like anticipation, but I guess it did with our name,
because you kept it to yourself for a while.
Yeah, but it is cool to hear the I like hearing name. Baby names.
Yeah. So if it is Red and Yellow, we'll come back to this date and say, listen,
yeah,
we called it.
We're the Simpsons now.
There is another rumor, which we all know that Trump is very active on Twitter. His preferred
mm-hmm.
That is his Declaration of Independence. Those are his presidential notes for sure. But Melania just tweeted on the FLOTUS account. She was actually here in Delray, Florida, and she was with the Japanese Prime Minister's wife. And so she did like a garden tour and went to the Murakami Museum with her.
Oh, God, did she spell something wrong or something?
No,
oh.
She was, you know, I'm pretty sure it's directed by like a campaign.
Yeah,
it's not
or
really
maybe
her.
She just went through Michelle's old tweets.
copy and paste my daughter's Malia is so, no, but it was she went with her, and so she tweeted two or three times, so I would hope that she gets to be the more graceful, reserved side of the Trump presidency.
I was reading that she doesn't want to go to the White House at all or something.
Okay.
Like, she's gonna be staying in the Trump Towers, which is costing New Yorkers and all of us mm-hmm. taxpayers millions of dollars, just because of the security detail that has to be, and like the no flying over the Trump Tower. Like, it's ridiculous
yeah.
how much it's being spent mm-hmm. a day mm-hmm. because they want him to finish school, like the boy to finish school this term.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, whatever. Anyway, whatever. The Grammys are tonight. We're recording Sunday, so what do you think is going to be, who's going to be the big winner?
For the Grammys?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that some of the big people that released, I mean, Beyonce has Lemonade that came
yeah.
out.
Oh my god, which, by the way, I saw a meme for that, and it was just like, when you realize Beyonce was, you broke up with your boyfriend because of Lemonade, but Beyonce was getting pregnant by her man.
Oh my, I mean, we even said, like, when that whole thing came out, I think you and I discussed on the podcast,
that was definitely, that was probably like a publicity stunt.
They might have had, like, some rough waters and have since moved past it. And so together she discussed with him, like, hey, I kind of want to make an album like that. And and they were saying, like, memes, a lot of memes came out during that time when it was like, oh, when you're feeling empowered about Lemonade and Beyonce's, you know, kicking away her man stuff.
Yeah, that's I saw that when I died. I was like, oh,
I mean, I did buy the album recently and I was listening a little closer to some of the songs. And, of course, it comes from a place of hurt, but there's always a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
Like, she'll be like, do this again, or like, hey, I'm warning you. And so it kind of sounds like, okay, you knew she wasn't going to leave Jay-Z regardless.
Yeah,
so I'm expecting her to be a big winner. Of course, Adele. They're both performing.
Yep, I'm excited. That's mostly why I'm watching, because I want to see Beyonce in her belly. I love her. I've been looking through old pictures of me when I was pregnant, and I, like, miss being pregnant already, too.
Yeah, people, a lot of moms say that. But I'm looking forward to that. Today, Walking Dead comes back on for its mid-season premiere.
Yeah.
So I might have to put that one on record and watch it tomorrow after work. And watch the Grammys tonight.
Let's be real. There's nothing's gonna happen on
Walking Dead.
Oh, shush. I'm so over
No, it's
Walking
Rise
Dead.
Up. The phrase is Rise Up. They're about to rise up against Negan, so I'm excited. But yeah, so the Grammys are tonight, so don't forget to tune in. Mm-hmm. By the time that you hear this, it would have already happened, so we'll have an episode discussing a little
bit. Yeah,
I'm sure.
Hoping Adele rocks it. Mm-hmm. I wonder what song she'll perform, because I feel like, I don't know, do you really listen to the radio?
I feel like When We Were Young came out on the radio, but yeah, I don't listen to the radio too much.
So I don't even know what song is out for her right now, like, Send My Love. That's like the fastest up tempo one she has on the album.
I don't know. She's probably gonna do When We Were Young, or Hello. No, she can't do Hello again.
She can't do Hello again.
Probably When We Were Young or All I Ask Is. Yeah, I'm
I think
on
that's
this podcast.
The one she did when she came and performed. She did All I Ask.
She might do one new song and maybe one of her more classic songs from her other albums. But either way, she's fantastic.
Yeah,
I love her.
I'm excited for that. And
Lady Gaga released Joanne this year,
yeah,
or 2016.
She's having, which, by the way, you know how we touched a little bit about her belly and whatever, you know, she came back on Instagram and, like, was like, well, I heard my body was a topic of conversation, and she, like, totally, like, came back at people. It was really good.
Okay. Well, go you.
Good for her.
I really am starting to like her a lot. Mm-hmm. I used to think, oh, this girl's crazy, but she's really crazy. Toned down. She, first of all, is super talented. Mm-hmm. You can't take that away from her.
Yeah, she's very talented.
She looks so much more like herself now, and she's so beautiful, so I used to not really be a huge fan, and now I feel like I'm becoming a fan of hers. I have her Joanne album.
Okay.
It's very good. I like
okay.
it.
Cool. So, yeah.
So, anything else? Any other rumors before we jump into our topic?
I don't have that many rumors today.
No, it was all
Sorry,
me.
Sorry, guys, I let you down, but Benzie picked up the slack, and very well indeed.
Well, thank you. So, last week we talked about buyer's remorse.
Mm-hmm.
This week we're talking a little bit more about something that I think also relates to a lot of what our listeners experience, because most of us probably are employed.
Yeah.
And each one of us, you and I, Wilkes, we each have a different kind of perspective as far as what this topic is, which for this week, we're going to be discussing a work-life balance. How to achieve it? Is it possible? What has that meant for each one of us in our different roles in our lives? So, Wilkes, not only in your personal life, with and before the baby, how do you manage your work life, or what are your thoughts on that?
Before the baby, it was work and newlywed life. I think we try to balance, and how, because work is very consuming, right? Like, I think no matter what kind of field you're in, it's hard to, like, leave work at work and not bring it home, you know? So that already is, like, hard to do, like, being able to come home and really be present, like, be home and talk and not really talk about your day, but not, like, have that be the only thing you talk about. I feel like with Lil, and Lil knows, like, I don't really like to talk about work when I get home, because I just want to decompress and just leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
And but he'll like talk about it, and I'm interested in his day, and then we'll, like, talk about it and then just
and leave it
and leave it. and just...
Well, even me, as long as I've known you, like, I know what you do, and mm-hmm. I really expected to hear more, and you don't even bring it up. You really try to keep that off the table.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't know, it's sad, and it's... I just don't like to talk about it.
Yeah.
And, or it's just, like, stressful,
mm-hmm.
and it involves a lot of things that if I talk about it, I feel like no one would understand anyway. I feel like Chandler Bing, like, you know.
No one knows what I do.
You know, it's just one of those things that it's just like, I'll probably have to spend more time explaining
mm-hmm.
than just talking about it. Like, I'll say, like, oh, I had a bad day or I had a sad day. And, you know. But then now, I feel like... With the baby, it's like a whole other facet to managing life. And now that I'm not working, it's been easy.
Yeah.
It's been nice just, like, kind of having Leo come home and we'll talk about his day. My day isn't very exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, the baby, I'll tell him, oh, you know, she smiled a couple times today.
He loves that. He's all about it.
Yeah, and so that's... I'm sure when I go back to work, it's going to be really hard because I'm going to be feeling... sad, mostly because I feel like I'm going to be missing her little, you know, what she does
mm-hmm.
during the day. And it's just busy. It's like, you know, even us, I'm already starting to think about how our overnight is going to go. Like, are we going to switch? Like, one does the bottle feeding and then I'll feed her. And, like, how am I going to sleep? Oh, God, I got to get her ready before I leave. And then... But I also need me time. I've been feeling that. Like, I haven't had any, like, time for myself right now with the baby and, like, making sure she's okay. And especially because she's really dependent on me right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I feel like my stuff kind of gets pushed aside.
It'll come. I know it feels like this has been forever. It's only been about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And as she gets more and more independent and she doesn't need specifically you anymore, Leo can step in and help you out there. So, do you find, like, you're planning that me time, or...
Yeah, like, even now, like, going, like, I think, like, oh, gosh, I haven't, like, done my eyebrows in, like, 2-3 months. I haven't...
Well,
like...
I know that you're going to hang out with a friend and help mm-hmm. her with something today.
Yeah, so today I'm excited about that, like, just getting out of the house. Any excuse to get out of the house, like, going to the supermarket is a fun thing for me, you know? Or just getting dressed up. Like, even if it's just jeans, I don't know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that. And also just, like, my own side things, like hobbies that mm-hmm. I like to do. And I've been trying to plan it out. And I feel like I have extra time right now because I'm not working. So it's been, like, time for me to reach out to other people concerning, like, the hobbies and side projects that I'm interested in doing. Like you guys know, I've spoken about it before, about, like, my blog
mm-hmm.
and, like, possibly party planning and wedding planning especially.
It'd be so much fun.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm actually helping with today, which is fun, and it's something I like to do besides work, which is, like, very mental and cerebral, and it's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the baby is... the best time of my life, but it's also
very time consuming, very all time, consuming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just sometimes you don't want to get lost. I think that's a big thing about work-life balance, like not losing yourself.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I have a friend who we met at work, and so I try to have conversations that are about us mm-hmm. and as we, you know, try to get to know one another just as people. But I feel like it always goes back to work because that's the one thing that we certainly have in common. And I'm just like, okay, how can I share about other topics? And then I started getting a little nervous with the thought of, am I the person who only talks about work? You know, mm-hmm. I really do enjoy my job. I have a lot of great friends at work.
Yeah.
Now one of my best friends now works with me.
Yeah.
And I sometimes feel bad because him and I will start talking about work. And then his girlfriend, who is my absolute best friend. Yeah, I'm just like, you know, let's drop the topic. And she tries to follow along and she knows and everything. But it's just, I don't want that to be my identity.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to be a little bit more complicated, specifically for me this year, because I'm getting a lot more involved with projects within my job
mm-hmm.
As like some growth opportunities arise. And so I've volunteered for a lot of things and I'm really excited to kind of you know, fill my time with that because mm-hmm. I enjoy it. But yeah, like you mentioned, like, I don't want to get lost in that. I go to Michael's and sometimes I'm like, I have to just not go there because I'm like cross stitching and I buy a cross stitching kit. I have like yarn and needles,
yeah.
cross stitching kit. I bought like a marker pen for like lettering practice. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of little things that I would love to take a part of. But with this year and the way that I've kind of set myself up, trying to see about going back to school, things like that,
yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know if I have time for those hobbies.
Right.
And even with Demericana, honestly, because you're home, it does make it, you know, like you took on a lot of loads. So sometimes I'm like, no, this is a labor of love. I can't look at it as a side project or mm-hmm. something that we do on the side. But I feel like work takes up a lot of time that I would otherwise dedicate to these kinds of projects that I would love to see grow and flourish.
I mean, that's one thing with Demericana that I've seen, that it does take a lot of work, because trust me, I have been off of Facebook since sophomore year of college. And so back in, that's like, I won't date myself, but that's a long time for me. Mm-hmm. And so even now, I'm like, I am on Facebook and I'm just like, oh my God, this is so much like sensory overload. Like there's so many people and there's so many groups and mm-hmm. there's so many things to do and there's so many ways to network that mm-hmm. It's actually a part-time job.
Yeah, honestly.
And it's a lot of work.
There are people out there who have to hire like PR reps and just like, hey, take over my account. Do this.
It is
for
a lot of work, and Instagram is a lot of work because you're just like, are my pictures good enough? I feel like I don't get out enough to take pictures, so I'm just
like... If you guys want to know the back end, she'll be like, hey, do you have a picture? And I'm like, okay, let me see what I can find.
Or I get, like, quotes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I look for them, and that alone is hard, too. Like, finding a good quote and a quote that's relevant to us mm-hmm. and the podcast and our audience. And so, it's a lot. And it's one of those things that I can see where, you know, maybe in the past, where, like, even my blog, like, I've thought to myself, well, maybe I'm not that good of a writer. I don't have that much time to dedicate to writing a blog post. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy to just be like, all right, but I'll just let it go, right? Like, mm-hmm. I probably don't even have that many followers anyway.
Yeah, but that's the kind of thinking that never gets
and
you to where you want to go.
Right, like the fear, or there's no urgency, right? Like, there's no, like, I need this to be something, you know, that works for me or something. I really want it to work, so mm-hmm. I let it go. But now I feel like with Demericana, and I've seen how we've really progressed and grown, that I'm just like, wait, now I do want my blog to be the same. But then I feel like that'd be a lot of work.
You know what it is? It's just like entrepreneurship comes down to, there was a phrase that I heard, and it was like, entrepreneurship is living your life the way others won't, so that mm-hmm. you can live your life the way others can't.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's a good...
You know, and so it's like, you do things, rather than going out with your friends, or if for people who are entrepreneurs, I mean like small business, actually selling product, things like that. I have a friend who does that, shout out to the Humble Brand, and now he's working full-time, and he's had to kind of put that, not to the side, but it definitely... He can't commit as much time as he used to, but mm-hmm. he would promote, he would just spend all his time designing and connecting with people, and it really launched him and got him up off the ground, which was great. But he was doing what other people wouldn't. You know, he was missing out on certain events with mm-hmm. friends and family because he had an event for his brand, and that's what entrepreneurship is about. You know, it's living, making certain sacrifices in time, in money, even as unfortunately in certain relationships,
mm-hmm.
but it comes back and it kind of gets paid in full.
Yeah.
You know? So, shout out to all the entrepreneurs out there who are
definitely
probably feeling like, man, this split is starting to,
And it's something where, you know, when you have a family, and it's like Leo is doing a lot of his own side projects too. And it's one of those things where we both have to be understanding, right? Like, if he's gonna record there, he's starting to record a podcast too, so when they're up and running, we'll be sure to share that with you guys. I have to know that, okay, this is time for him to podcast, you know, an hour or two, because he gives that to us, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he gives that to me, and he'll watch Isla if I need him to. So it's like one of those things, like, you, that whole like it takes a village thing, it's very true, even in this aspect, like when you have a hobby or just, I don't know, if I want to take a bath or, like, I don't know, just watch.
Well, you know, I really need to nap for an hour.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Just give me some time, and he's very helpful.
But so even on your end, it's okay, I do want my personal time, but he had to work, and now he right. wants to invest in his own passion, so let me just sacrifice a little mm-hmm. bit so that he can invest in that, and it's just a partnership, and you guys are a marriage, so it's different, but even between you and I, mm-hmm. you know, like, learning to sacrifice little things here and there to make this happen.
Right.
Aside from the podcast, I used to do a lot of writing, and it's something that I've always wanted to go back to, yeah. and I would hate to, you know, look back 10, 15 years and be like, oh, yeah, I used to write, and lose that gift, right. you know? But that's one of those things that it's like, carve out 10 minutes. Don't go to bed before writing a paragraph. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if you're blogging, for instance, you know, make it a point that in this week you're going to submit one item.
Yeah.
Or, hey, bring your camera with you if you're going to the grocery store. I don't know why I was going to say the thunder store. But if you're going to the grocery store, bring your camera and take a picture of the sky. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's true. It's
connect with another blogger or mm-hmm. something. You know?
It's true. Like, mini goals mm-hmm. throughout the week, I think, is the best way to just be able to feel accomplished, right? Or, like, I've always read where when you make a to-do list, like, start it with something you've already completed. So it's, like, satisfying to just check it off.
Or something that
right
you
away.
Know you can do right away.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. so you can check it off right away. And then it feels like, okay, that was easy. Like, I could do something else. Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a very good thing. Like, what are some tips, now that I feel like we're going that way, like, to make work-life balance attainable? Because I feel like it's a myth.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get it?
I think it depends where you find yourself in your life, because I'm definitely not where you're at in your life. You know, you're right. kind of more established in your career, and I'm still kind of, like, hustling, you know, if you will. And so I don't have a family yet of my own. I'm not married. I don't have kids. So I don't have an excuse to not hustle harder, right. you know. But even something as minor as, like, connecting with a friend, first of all, it takes maturity when mm-hmm. it comes to relationship building.
Yeah.
I know she has her goals, she's in a relationship herself, she has her time constraints, but we both try to make time equally, and yet are very understanding if that time cannot be made. Mm-hmm. And we try to connect even with a text message here and there.
Yeah.
And I had another friend who, she wanted me to meet her on her side of town, and it was like a clear, it felt like I was driving across the state of Florida, like it was clear across the town. And she was like, do you want to reschedule? And I said, no. Let's not. We have to do it now, because if I continue to reschedule, I'm just going to be riddled with guilt. Mm-hmm. And I think that is what starts happening with hobbies even.
Right.
So I would just say, don't put it off, because then you start feeling guilty. You start feeling like a little bit of, like, resentment, and your feelings start becoming a little bit negative towards, or mm-hmm. you start feeling ashamed. Like, even when I talk about writing, because I've put it off for some time, I feel a little bit ashamed to say I'm a writer.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, I used to write. I mean, I can't really say I still do.
Right.
But if I just take, honestly, it takes 15 minutes to put something down.
It's so fast. It's something like, it's like the time you spend watching an episode, or like anything, that it's probably better spent doing something that later on you're just going to be, I'm so happy I did that, instead mm-hmm. of, I don't know, watch TV.
Yeah.
Which is all, it's not to say that you're not going to have any fun, right?
But no, like, but like, when you really think about it, even when it comes, for instance, to spending money,
mm-hmm.
Being entrepreneurs, you and I, with the podcast, we're like, okay, well, we can do some advertisements and what have you for promotion purposes.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, you're like, oh my gosh, but you know, we
so
see
much
it.
Money.
Yeah, but we see it as an investment. And I'm like, listen, I just spent $6.50 on a Frappuccino.
Like, yeah, I was just going to say that. Like, we just went to Starbucks or something.
Right? Or like, I just bought this shirt that I'm only going to wear for this one event and
that
never
I
wear
regret
again.
Anyway.
Right?
Insert last episode.
Buyer's remorse. So yeah, it's like, when you look at it like that, think about your time the same way. It mm-hmm. takes me 23 minutes to watch an episode of Modern Family. That's 23 minutes that I could spend replying to somebody, or editing one picture to mm-hmm. upload, or looking into some cool hashtags or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I would just say that. I have a few others, but Wilkes, I want you to chime in. Do you have any tips of your own?
I would bounce, like, piggyback on the to-do list, because mm-hmm. I've done that too about, I've started to do that now during maternity leave. Like, I'll write, today I want to get this accomplished. You know, like, reach out to people who are in the party planning field. And I did that last week, and after I did it, like, it felt really, like, I don't know, I think I was really scared at first, like, mm-hmm. getting in touch with someone who's already established in their little, like, mm-hmm. party planning business. And I was afraid of them thinking I was trying to get into, I don't know, like, steal their clients or something. I don't want them to feel like I'm competition or something like that. So it was very mostly the fear of how I should word it, mm-hmm. right? Like, what should I say? And I made it very, like, I want to learn from you. I don't want to, like, go in and be like, I'm going to take over your job, you know?
Yeah, here's a tip for that, that my friend told me. And it wasn't necessarily about, like, working with someone. It was about if you have to send a message to someone, verbally mm-hmm. or written, do a compliment sandwich. So, for instance, I could tell you, let's say you're wearing a pair of shoes, mm-hmm. right? I could say, oh my God, your hair looks great. I think maybe you can wear red shoes instead of purple and it'll match you better. But forget it, man, your skin tone looks fantastic or whatever, you know? Yeah. And so you send the message, but they start and finish in a positive way and it's more receptive. And so when it does come to connecting and entrepreneurship, I think starting off like right out the gate with, hey, I wanted to connect with you about, you know, you can just admire something legitimate, you know, not just something, oh, I love your blog. No, it's, I love your angles and I love how mm-hmm. your events are always so whimsical. I would love to be able to work with you. Hit me up.
Yeah,
you
know, because, and that, maybe I'll go with that, like the people, but don't reach out to people. I hate to be reached out to when someone needs something.
Yeah, yeah.
And because I feel like, okay, I haven't spoken
to you. Don't let that be
you
your first
year,
interaction.
And
yeah.
then it's like, hey, I know you work here. Can you help me promote this? Because mm-hmm. I'm doing this now. So it's one of those, like, I really wanted to come off the right way because I knew if I was getting that message, I didn't want it to be like, oh, here's Wilkes trying to get a favor, right? Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. Like, if it scares you, I think it's good, right? Mm-hmm. Like, do it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even if it scares you, it's because it's something new.
If it scares you and it excites you,
yeah,
then it's probably something you should do.
Definitely. I've read that in all the little quote things, and I'm looking for quotes for
Demericana.
I see that, and I'm just like, that's very true.
Yeah.
Like, if it doesn't scare you, then it's not worth doing, I feel like. Like,
yeah.
It should, you know, scare you and make you feel out of your comfort zone. And
but that's how,
like,
we grow.
Yeah.
You know?
Getting out of your comfort zone. And so that's a tip, I would say. Like, definitely get out there. And I know promoting yourself is very hard. Talking about yourself is hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's akin to accepting a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like, I admire people who can put themselves out there because...
So do I.
There are people who do, like, I'm not sure of the phrase, but, like, when you join, like, a program of some sort and you need to get clientele,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have a friend who sells, you know, Kangen water and another one who is working with the wraps for weight loss, and they're successful because they were shameless, you know, and it's just... They promoted and promoted, and that eventually enough people get annoyed and enough people start seeing
it. All right, let me see what this
is. Right? And
then
they're like, wait a minute, you know what? And so it takes losing a little bit of your pride.
Definitely.
And it's kind of like going to an interview where you want to be modest, but you don't want to be like coming down on yourself.
It's like the question that always stumps someone.
Tell me
something good about yourself.
And you're like, oh gosh.
And then you know how they always tell you, like, you should say something that's kind of bad, like, I'm too organized.
Yeah, to make it sound like self-deprecating, but it's still like a...
But it's like, even that, like, even
I worry too much about my job.
Yeah,
and you're
like,
just like, okay.
Exactly. Like, no one is like, that's why we should all be Kanye and be like, I'm a genius.
Yeah,
and I'm
right?
the best.
I know I'm not supposed to say that, but I'm
but
a creative
genius.
But I
really think I'm a creative genius, you know?
But promoting yourself, I mean, it's we are bombarded with it day by day, and I feel like when I say we, I mean the entrepreneur or that person who's trying to promote themselves, they're like, man, sometimes it can be annoying. But it's like, you have to annoy enough people that one of them starts paying attention.
And it's the grind of it. Like, I know it's hard to mm-hmm. talk about yourself and really put yourself out there, but it's your project, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's your product, it's your project. It's something you really love.
Yeah.
And so you love it enough to, like, right now, I really love Isla. Like, I love her more than myself.
She's your
product. Now my Instagram feed is all of her.
Yeah.
Like, I know people are probably annoyed already because even me, I'm annoyed at seeing other moms, like, all right, already. Enough baby pictures. But it's one of those things, like, if it's something you love a lot, like, for Demericana, like, you're just going to promote and shamelessly and hope people love it as much as you do. I mean, that's all we want.
People always are attracted to that which you focus your energies on, mm-hmm. because they start thinking, well, maybe this is something worth paying attention right. to. And so if you have a project and you're only giving half or a portion, and I am speaking even to myself in this, then you can't expect anybody else to love it if mm-hmm. you're not even showing it the love that it deserves. Mm-hmm. No one else is going to love your baby more than you are. Mm-hmm. And when I say baby, I mean, of course, your physical child, but also any project that you're trying to bring to yeah. fruition. And if that person does love it, maybe they deserve it more than you do. I don't know. It sounds harsh to say it, but it's true to a point. One of my biggest tips would be creating a space for yourself where this is something that you dedicate your physical space too.
Okay, so, like a little office or something. Yeah, like, a corner.
I am trying to further my education this year, and I'm already thinking, like, okay, what can I clear out so I can, like, buy a nice desk and make the area my own? Nice. And because I remember when I was in college, I'm like, I was looking up tips, like, for students when I was doing my undergrad.
Did you study at, like, Panera or something?
No, I mean, I would study at school because I'm like, I'm already here. You're already supercharged with information. Mm-hmm. Everyone around you is also doing it, and so you get encouraged. And one semester, my cousin Marilyn, your sister-in-law, her and I had, like, really similar schedules. Mm-hmm. So that, I did so good in that term because she was studying and we kind of fed off of one another's yeah. energy. Whereas they tell you, for instance, don't do your homework in your bed because one of two things will happen. Yeah, you start associating your sleeping with studying and then you can't fall asleep
right.
at night, or vice versa. When you're studying, you start associating with sleeping and you start getting tired. Mm-hmm. So I had to, like, be very diligent, but my house was full with people and I'm like, where can I go? Mm-hmm. Now that circumstance has changed, and I'm trying to think of, like, setting up a space where I'm excited, and that becomes like, okay, once I'm here, I'm clicking into this environment in my yeah. mind. And so I think that would be a great tool to use would be, okay, I'm going to set this room aside as my office. I'm going to make this my creative space. And when I'm here, I'm in that mindset. Yeah. So that would probably be one of those things that I'll take to heart, and hopefully it helps someone else too, that create a space for yourself, even if it's a small desk area mm-hmm. where you start associating that with your project, with your little passion project that you're working on.
That's a good tip, because now what I did is Lil got me, like, a little planner for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so I went the other day, I went to, like, the store and I bought, like, a bunch of fun pens mm-hmm. and, like, paper, because I love that kind of stuff. Like, even for the baby, like, for her doctor's appointments, I made her a binder. I mean, you saw my wedding binder. Mm-hmm. And so now I have her little binder of, like, all her, like, doctor paperwork and stuff like that. So I agree with that. Like, if it's fun or it's cute and you go in now and, like, Target and any little store, like Anthropology even, they've got great office stuff to decorate home goods. Mm-hmm. I used to love that. For when I was in school, I had my whole little desk with, like, really cute file holders.
And it kept you excited, right?
Yeah, and I would get to my desk and it wasn't like, oh, I gotta study. It was more like, oh my God, I just love my little area. Yeah. You know, had a candle there and, you know.
There was a scene that reminds me of that in 13 Going on 30, mm-hmm. where she was, like, at her big girl desk, and she just, like, grabs a little sticker, puts it on her contract, signs with a pink yeah. pen, and, like, is using a post-it note for, like, silly stuff. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to be the kind of girl who had, like, really organized files. And
yeah.
Not, like, me. I am so not organized.
Organization for me is, like, I love folders mm-hmm. and paper clips. And,
I would,
like,
love to be that kind of girl.
I love planners. I love all that stuff.
My area at work is very small, and it's inconvenient to have mm-hmm. too many of those things. But I'm like, one day when I have my own area, then, oh, forget it. My mm-hmm. office is going to be like a sanctuary.
Yeah, because you want that. It's true. You want to be relaxed, but obviously not too relaxed.
You don't want, like, a soft blanket and pillow.
You don't make it a spa, right? Like, don't put, like, eucalyptus stuff around, but...
Right.
You definitely want it to be nice and just inviting and make you associate doing work with.
I think that's a good word, inviting. Mm-hmm. You want it to invite other, you know, you want others to come into that space or see that and feel also inspired. But even for yourself, mm-hmm. you don't want to be like, oh my God, this place just stresses me out.
Yeah.
It starts, you can't necessarily articulate it, but there's always something in the back of your mind that's like, this place just makes me nervous or stresses me. Yeah, mm-hmm. antsy. I can't think right. So focusing on that and investing a little bit of time and if needed money, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be super expensive, but just, which maybe you'll agree with me, Wilkes. It can be dangerous line to toe because I tend to sometimes feel like if I can't do it right, I don't want to do it at all.
Yeah.
And a lot of people start, like, for instance, if you were making a YouTube channel, mm-hmm. You're like, I need to buy a backdrop. I need to buy good lighting. I need to do this.
Yeah.
And so you have all of your things set up before you even have the motivation
right.
or the skill. And so it's just like, start with what you have and mm-hmm. do it now.
And move up.
You know, and eventually mm-hmm. you start. And that's how it was with the podcast.
Yeah.
We started on your kitchen table with a computer.
Yeah.
And slowly we purchased more equipment and we're already planning more things.
Right.
If we would have waited to have all of those things, we don't know what we need yet.
Yeah.
So just
or also, it's like one of those things, like, you're, instead of, like, dipping your toe, you're, like, taking a dive in.
And right.
Like, you don't
and
even know. Like, what if it resulted that we didn't like podcasting and now we have all the stuff mm-hmm. that, you know, what do you do with? Or the and also, it might be overwhelming.
Yeah. Because
like, you have like, all these things and now I have to be a pro, like, YouTube channel, like, we all want to live up to be Casey Neistat, who is, like, the god of YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And it's, like, he's been doing films for, like, 20 years plus.
Yeah.
I can't expect to start editing like him. Heck no.
There's a blogger. She's a plus-size blogger named Gabby Fresh, and she was like, look at the first picture I posted in 2008. And it was her. You see her bedroom in the back. Mm-hmm. It was like a long foot, like a mirror, like a long mirror.
Yeah.
And it has like a little bit of dust and smudges on it. And she took a picture of herself on an outfit that she bought one day.
And
she
now.
Was like, and now she's like getting photo shoots and she's going to New York Fashion Week and she's being flown across the world mm-hmm. and she has her own swimsuit line. And it's like she didn't start off with this professional camera
right.
lighting and great hair, makeup skills. It was just her taking a dive with what she had and the passion that she had to float
that,
it up, you know?
That's a great thing that she did because mm-hmm. I'm sure, like, I know we're all fans of something, right?
Yeah.
We all, I started a blog because I saw another blog mm-hmm. that I liked and I was like, hey, I could do this.
Yeah.
You know? And so.
That's how podcasting started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, we've listened to so many that we're just like, wait a minute. It's hard. Believe me, it is hard. But it's not like,
impossible.
Oh my god, climbing Mount Everest or something, you know, like, it's something you can do.
Which, surprisingly, Mount Everest really creeped me out, because they, I don't even want to go into it, never mind, go
okay.
on.
Okay.
So
it's one of those things that you have to work up to, right? Like, I'm not gonna go right now and be like, yes, I saw someone and they climbed the I'm gonna climb it too.
It takes
like,
preparation.
You need to practice, you need to train, you mm-hmm. need to do everything, you know, to get you to that point, which
yeah.
is how we see, you know, our bloggers and maybe Instagram people that you're just like, wow, look, they've got like millions of followers.
That can be discouraging sometimes,
yeah.
you know?
It's like they didn't start with a million followers. They had to build up to that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let's twist it to something where, like, let's say your passion isn't something social media related or like business related, and it's just like you said, cross stitching.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a hobby and that's a passion too that shouldn't get lost in your day to day minutiae, as you like to say.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you shouldn't, because work is hard and life is hard.
And life is hard, man.
It is. Like, being an adult is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, finances are hard. Like, everything is hard. You
yeah.
need something to just be like, so, I don't know, to give your brain a rest. Like,
yeah.
give your mind a rest sometimes.
Yeah. And there's no shame in that. My cousin, he's very driven. And we had spent an event last year in New Jersey together. He flew in from his town. I flew
mm-hmm.
in from mine. And I was looking over his shoulder. And he was playing like some silly game on his phone. And I kind of felt like he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was just, you know, this is just something that, you know, it kind of takes my mind off. And I'm like, there's no shame in
that. No shame.
I have a bunch of little stupid games on my phone
mm-hmm.
that right before I go to bed, I'm just like, let me play this racing game real quick.
Yeah.
Or I have Mario on my phone. And it's a way of, like, just kind of, like you said, decompressing.
For sure.
And that relates to a lot of things. So, I don't know, just don't find shame in what you do. Be willing to put yourself out there
mm-hmm.
and know that you will eventually get there.
Definitely.
It says the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step.
Yeah.
So take that one step. I would encourage you guys.
I would too. And If it scares you, even better.
Right? yeah, so making a work-life balance is not a myth. It's not the easiest thing.
No, it's not easy.
The fact that it's even something people discuss and worry about is because clearly it's not.
And you know what?
But it's possible.
Yeah, and everything that's worth it in life is not easy.
Yeah.
So a work and life balance for your own sanity and for your happiness and for all your relationships to flourish and for your business and for your hobbies.
Yeah. It is who you are.
It takes work and you can do it.
Put in that work so that the next time somebody asks you, tell me something interesting about yourself, you can very proudly say, I am, fill in the blank.
And it's like, you know, that, I don't know, where did I hear it? Like, tell me three things about yourself. And usually people are like, okay, my name is this and I do this. Mm-hmm. Like, you always say what you do mm-hmm. as a job, right? And it's like, you shouldn't lead off with that. Like, that shouldn't be, I don't know.
Yeah, like, what you get paid to do, if it's not what your heart is set on, it becomes a little bit like, oh. But I am very proud to say, oh, my name is Benz, and I have a podcast.
Yeah.
It's really something that...
It's fun to do, and then you're like, oh, yeah, and for my day job, I do this.
I do this and that, which is still pretty interesting to people, but it's like, hey, look at this cool thing, and I think that everywhere we go, we can be a source of inspiration to someone, and you never know who... you're inspiring and who's gonna hit you up in a year and say, oh, I love your stuff, I would love to work with you.
I would love to work with you.
So awesome. I would just encourage you guys to make an effort, think about where you can trim the fat in your day and fill that in with things that really do enrich you,
right?
Because it makes those questions easier to answer later down the line.
Definitely.
And obviously, passion projects just bring our lives a lot of joy. So,
definitely.
What kind of tips do you have for you as the public? What do you guys have for other people who might want a work-life balance? Mm-hmm. Do you have your own area? Has it worked? Has it?
Yeah.
Do you feel better working in a different area every day?
Right.
Let us know how you feel.
Yeah, if you feel like you found the perfect work-life balance, how did you do it? Tell us of your ways.
Share your ways with those who are inquiring minds want to know.
Yes. Please. Awesome. Well,
Don't forget to tune in and catch up on any episodes if you haven't already. By the next time that we're back on, we should have already the Grammys out of the way.
Yep.
We'll come back with that.
And
don't forget to connect with us. We love hearing from you guys.
Definitely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and we'll be back again next week with a new episode.
Bye.
Bye.